Our story begins in Mac and Raven's kitchen, where they have just finished breakfast.
Mac, I want to talk to you before you go to work today.
I was just about to leave. What is it?
Well, now that the holidays are over, I think it's time we talk about the subject we've been avoiding for the past week.
Raven, if this is about Rex and Perry, then this is not a good time. Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I have held my tongue ever since the monthly holiday party, and I need to tell you how I feel. I didn't want to spoil our holidays, but you are way out of line, Mac.
Raven, I need your support right now, okay? And that doesn't mean being another person telling me I'm wrong about Rex.
You were very rude to Perry at that party, and there's no excuse for that. And I don't know what you and Rex said to each other, but it was enough to cut our evening short, so I want to know what happened.
You really want to know what we talked about? Fine. Rex told me I had to accept his relationship with Perry, or our friendship was over.
Doesn't that make sense? Rex is in love with Perry.
Under normal circumstances, yeah, but in the course of a month, I got to find out my best friend was gay, had a lover for several months, and that his lover was HIV positive.
HIV positive? What are you talking about?
Perry is HIV positive, Raven. Are you telling me you didn't know?
No, I didn't.
What do you think I should say when my best friend tells me he's sleeping with someone who's HIV positive?
I'm not sure. I didn't know that part of the story. But my first thought would be to support my best friend.
But what if your best friend is wrong and putting himself in danger? Am I supposed to stand back and do nothing?
Then you tell him how you feel, rationally, and then he has to make his own choices. If you're going to remain friends with Rex, you have to be there for him.
Look, I know that I must come across as an out-of-control homophobe here, Raven, but I'm being confronted with this from all angles. First Matt and his love affair with Blake, and now Rex.
Being gay has nothing to do with this, Mac. I know you're not homophobic. You're mad at Rex because he didn't tell you about this, and you had a typical Mac Malone reaction to the whole thing.
What is that supposed to mean?
Mac, I'm going to be brutally honest with you about this because I think it needs to be said. You tend to judge first and think later.
What are you talking about?
Well, let's start with Matt. You were ready to crucify him when he first came back without giving him a chance.
Well, I think I was right about him, Raven, and you know that.
Maybe. But he said something about your father that you didn't like, so you instantly turned against him.
He didn't just say something about my father. He trashed my father's memory, Raven, and I'll be damned if I stand for that from anyone.
With Rex, you found out from Evelyn instead of Rex, and you've been punishing him ever since.
So you're on everyone's side but mine. That's just great.
I'm always on your side, Mac. But I wouldn't be a good wife to you, a good friend to you, if I didn't tell you how I really felt.
And what do you suggest I do next?
Well, I could tell you, but I think the next move has to be your own. You have to decide if you want Rex in your life again. If you do, then I think you know what to do.
At Dean Industries, Todd has just entered Serena's office.
Hey, Serena, do you have a minute?
Sure. What is it?
I wanted to talk to you about what happened the other day at the diner. I'm so sorry. I had no idea that Jacob's condition was a secret from his sister. I feel like an idiot for blurting it out like that.
Look, it was bound to come out at some point. That probably wasn't the best way, but that's life. It never goes according to any master plan.
I hope you're not angry with me.
No, just forget about it, Todd.
Okay, thanks. I didn't want to cause any trouble for you.
You're a real stand-up guy, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Are you blushing?
No. I'm just not sure what to say. I'm the youngest in my family and was always considered the rebel son. It's funny to hear someone say that I'm a stand-up guy.
Everyone grows up and most of us mature and become well-adjusted adults. Looks like it's happened to you without even noticing.
But what's next? Social Security?
You're not old, Todd. just getting wiser.
I hope so. I made so many mistakes growing up and when I first went to college that I don't even know how it all turned out so well for me.
You probably had a good family, right?
Well, yes. Two brothers and two sisters. What about you? Do you have any siblings?
No. My mother couldn't have any children, so my parents adopted me right after I was born.
Oh, I didn't realize. They must have wanted a baby very badly.
Yeah, they did. And they were wonderful parents to me. They still are.
Have you ever met your birth parents?
No, I haven't. They may have had good reasons for giving me up, but I don't care. I've had a good life, and I don't believe in looking back. I'll probably never meet them.
At the rec center, Lucas is talking with Clint.
Isn't it great to be out of school? Hell yeah. 2 weeks without seeing or hearing Stacy will be pure heaven.
I heard you were working on an English project together. That sucks.
Oh, that girl is a real pain in the... Well, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty clear you don't like Stacy, but are there any other girls at school that you like?
No, not really. Haven't even thought about it.
Come on. Sure you noticed Sharon Hermanson or Natalie Simpson.
Yeah, they do look good. But, nope, just not my type.
Okay. Be a monk if you want. But you're only young once.
Well, what about you? It's not like you're out there playing the field. You have a steady girlfriend.
Dara is great. We've been through a lot together.
Have you seen that girl, Heidi, anymore?
Oh, now and then. Did Dara talk to you about her?
She might have mentioned her once or twice.
Dara doesn't like her, but Heidi's a nice girl. We're friends.
Hey, whatever, man. Who you see is up to you.
Like I said, we're just friends.
Didn't you say your mom was dating someone now, too?
Yeah, Adam. He's a great guy. I think this is the first time I've seen her in love. She could rival some of the girls at Windsor the way she's carrying on.
Are you sure this Adam is on the up and up?
Why would you ask something like that?
Oh, I don't know. Just wondering if you checked him out.
I've met him. He seems like a nice guy enough. Mom thinks he's great, and she's not one to fall for just anyone.
Okay, that's cool.
At Larissa's penthouse, Alexandra has just arrived outside the front door with baby Addison.
Don't worry, Addison. You're going to see your daddy today, whether he wants to or not.
Oh, no, not you, Alex.
Andy, I want you to meet your son, Addison Jones.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.